Now in chapter 22, we find here the abominations of Jerusalem that are listed for us here. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, that's chapter 22, verse 1, verse 2, now thou son of man, wilt thou judge the bloody city? Yea, thou shalt show her all her abominations. Now, it's called a bloody city. That is the thing that Isaiah said way back in the first chapter, verse 21. He spoke there, but she had become a harlot, and murderers lodged in it, speaking of Jerusalem. The Lord Jesus wept over the city and says, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets, and stonest them that are sent unto thee. And after all, didn't they slay him also, turned him over to the Romans, who did the killing job? And it was Stephen who said to them, which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted, and they have slain them, which showed before the coming of the just one of whom ye are now the betrayers and murderers? And they cried out, his blood be upon us and upon our children. The Lord here says, it's the bloody city. Then he mentions here in verse 6, behold the princes of Israel. And he is talking, of course, about the citizens that are there and the princes. And then again he mentions them in verse 27. Her princes in her midst are like wolves ravening the prey. And Paul warned the church of wolves in sheep clothing, and they're there today. Verse 25. Now also there is a conspiracy of her prophets in the midst of her. The false prophets were saying everything is fine, getting along nicely. Verse 26, her priests have violated my law. Now, Jerusalem is to be judged. Why? Why is it called the bloody city? Because of the princes, the prophets, and the priests. Now, verse 30, he says here as he concludes this chapter, and I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land that I should not destroy it. I found none. Therefore have I poured out mine indignation upon them. And friends, I don't know about you, but I thank God he found a man to stand between me, my sin, and a holy God. And that one is the Lord Jesus Christ, and God sees us in him. Thankful for the man that stands in the gap today.